Wisconsin's forests aren't nearly as dry as ones out west, where thousands of acres have burned so far this summer. Still, a DNR forestry supervisor says people heading to the woods for the 4th of July weekend should be very careful with fireworks. John Lubber says fireworks that go or blow are especially dangerous. That would include things like bottle rockets, firecrackers, or Roman candles.
Fireworks in the forest setting, camping and recreating. I know it's the 4th of July and people want to celebrate, but in dry conditions, you know, they just don't go well together. And that's not even looking at the safety aspects of fireworks and the injuries to people.
Fireworks aren't necessarily banned from state parks, but permits are required for some. Others, like sparklers or smoke bombs, don't need permits. Lubber says forest rangers can ticket anyone who's being reckless with fireworks, and there's another financial incentive for people to be careful.
Anybody responsible for causing a wildfire is liable for the cost of suppressing that wildfire and also the cost of any damages associated with that fire. So if they burn down a shed or they burn down a house or something, they're liable for that, for those damages.
Depending how dry conditions are, Lubbers estimates anywhere from 10 to 20 wildfires in Wisconsin are caused by fireworks each year. He says there's a risk of fire any time, unless the ground is covered with snow. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.